This morning's reading is again from the prophecy on the golden age of light and the nation of nations. As the material universe expanded from a common source, God now magnifies and expands his presence in the divine creation. The spiritual universe is presently expanding to envelop the material universe. Divine law is all-conquering. Error originated when man fell away from divine law. This produced a moving away from God and the spiritual realms in which man had his origins. As the angels fell from light into darkness, degeneration of spirit transpired. The races of the earth exist outside of God's presence and are ruled by the laws of nature and by their own governments. Thus, the races are enslaved to erroneous ways, which lead to impermanence, suffering, and death. Nothing is good or immortal outside of the realms of God. By having drawn away from the divine substance, man has deprived himself of his divine nature and has become a lost soul bound to the rule of nature. Man thus lives in a world of illusion, images of images, an unreal state of being subject to continual changes of the environment. Because he is weak and lacks spiritual understanding, he requires instruction. For this reason, the school has been formed in God's thought, so that humankind may regain knowledge of the revealed teachings. No earthly government is a divine institution ordained of God. Laws are formulated to protect life and property and to allow prosperity and happiness for all. Civil laws serve the state and help perpetuate its system of government. Oftentimes, these laws are impressed on other states against their will. State-endowed religions, those endorsed by government, or those acknowledged by the civil population, are also motivated to material ends in the names of their founders or in the name of God. Yet these governments and civil religions are of the earth and serve society in its material life. Wars are tolerated by governments and religions alike, but no good comes from war. No existing state government, no existing religion can prevent the terrible bloodshed resulting from civil strife among the races of the world. There is no holy cause for conflict. God has never intended for the races of man to war against one another. Therefore, God has ordained that the world be reconstructed and made good. All races are obliged by the divine presence to do away with killing. The only remedy for survival is for man to return to the divine order. Only by following divine order can man and the world become divine, so God will walk with man again. Only true religion, infused with God's image and word, can restore the world to a golden age of peace and brotherhood. It is essential that man collects together under civil law and social order, where freedom of religion is extended, such as in America. Where religious freedom exists, the enlightened will seek to collect together for spiritual expression under God. If there be no freedom of person, then God's divine law cannot be expressed by humanity. Let the church resist, of all evils, any nation or law that denies spiritual freedom. The spiritual nation and its citizens, no matter how few in number, will grow and prosper if they devote themselves to the way revealed of God. Each citizen is to be an ordained minister, pledged to uphold religious freedom for all peoples everywhere. God extends to the ministry of the Second Advent Church judgmental powers to be used against evil. Those nations or peoples that deny religious freedoms or persecute citizens of the church or the nation. The inner powers of the Son will respond to the liturgical appeal and judge harshly the wicked, as God has ordained. The church or nation is to be an institution of truth that will allow humankind to live under the new laws of God, divine laws impressed upon the human soul. The purpose of the church is not to put down the laws of any nation, but to implant in them recognition of new conditions in the world. These new conditions are the result of the divine presence of God in the Son of Righteousness, which extends to all mankind truth and justice that manifest as divine light. And this sovereign law, emanating from God, and not to be found in books or in the spoken word, affects all things in the universe. The church as a nation shall not emphasize human needs and a natural way of life. Man's spiritual and supernatural needs must be emphasized in order that divine law can take on meaning in the world. In the past, world religions have stressed human needs. However, state and secular institutions are better suited to care for human requirements. Religion must function as an instrument of God that provides the spirit of humanity the opportunity to express itself on earth. Only in this way can divine law dominate human life on earth. Man must therefore be enlightened, filled with divine reason, governed by the sovereign will of God, who would change the world and transform man and nature into spirit. God loves those who are created in his image. Man must be returned to the original beauty of the world, as it was before man became separated from the divine order of the universe. Man, in league with the powers of darkness, has allowed his world to decay into a thing of ugliness. If man but return to God in his golden age of light and adhere to the way revealed, he can escape the coming judgment, the dissolution of all matter and human nature. Man must understand and accept God's infinite mercy and the grace and salvation he has extended. This acceptance will require the whole of man's being and his complete submission. It will not be by desire or need or intent that man's spirit will be reborn a living soul, able to commune with God in the image and the word, but by committing himself to truth and righteousness. If one be unified with God in the image and the word, exemplification of the way becomes a living sacrament. To benefit from God's truth manifest as the image of himself, humankind must live truth and demonstrate it in daily life. This is, of all undertakings, the most difficult human endeavor. Without God's help, it would be impossible. The natural order in the world is opposed to this way of life because nature reflects material survival that breeds opposition, conflict, disunity, and independence, not only among animal species, but among humans as well. Individuals, their cultures, and nations are set against one another. People collect together for natural survival and perpetuate themselves by mutual association. Thus, the creation of the church as a nation is essential, because if its citizens not collect together for mutual support, they cannot survive. A new civilization cannot exist under conditions and laws created for an older civilization. The new civilization must create a social order based on its spiritual needs. If the old enforce its ways by use of civil and religious laws, the new will die, as did the followers of Jesus and the Essenes. The early church was absorbed into the natural social order of the world. Its members were forced to conform so that none could live in accordance with the revealed teachings given by Jesus and interpreted by him. However, in this golden age of light in which God's judgment is upon the world, the old race must perish to make way for the new. A new spiritual nation now in infancy must be created, and with the help of God, it will grow. The new race will be nurtured by the rays of the sun, carrying its inherent information factors. This will cause the brain and the nervous system of the new race to be superior, cosmic, and able to process this information sent of God. Thus, the new race will evolve to a higher understanding of God by means of the system through the sun, not by means of the world. The consciousness of God in the spiritual sun will nurture the new race, thus creating a spiritual race to inherit the world. The old race, in not receiving the sun's rays and not living in accordance with the new laws and statutes, will not be able to process the information sent of God and therefore will perish. God will burn up the old to make way for the new. God, not man, is recreating the world into a new world. The new race submits to God's will. God has willed that all created life be presently under judgment. And for this reason, the human race is bound by God's will to live in community. We will now have the blessings.